Hello students, welcome to module 1 of the chapter Fire, Friend and Foe of your book Honeycomb English, and this is chapter number 8. Now moving on to your presentation, the very first slide, as you can see, is the introductory slide where the name of the chapter is written, and you can see a burning matchstick. Okay, a burning matchstick, a lighted matchstick is there, and it sort of gives you that idea that yes, fire is always powerful. Fire is fire symbolizes light. Fire symbolizes heat, and a burning matchstick, though small, it is it can. It can destroy a whole forest. A single small matchstick, burning matchstick, can destroy a whole forest, a whole house. So the name of the chapter, Fire, Friend and Foe. So fire is both a friend and a foe, but that same burning matchstick, that same lighted matchstick, as you can see, it is used for lighting your hearth in villages, for lighting your gas, that entire for your cooking, and for many purposes, for lighting a candle. So there are many other purposes. Now moving on to the second slide, as you can see, I have dealt with the summary of the first stuff, and it is the important points I have tried to cover. Now as you can see, on the right hand side, there is an image, there is a triangular image, a pyramid like structure, where I have tried to show that how fire, what fire exactly is, and how fire is known to us today. Now, fire was looked upon as dangerous and frightening by the early man. In fact, it was quite a mystery for him, but still fascinated him. The volcanoes and lightnings must have terrified him, but these were, of course, magical. Today, fire is known as a result of chemical reaction. So this opposite ideas, this opposite complete change in the mindset of people. Okay, the early man considered fire as dangerous and frightening. Why? It was a mystery to him. Okay, the volcanoes and the lightnings, he knew about volcanoes and lightnings, these were not new to him, but these must have terrified him. He was afraid of these, but he knew that these were like magic. Okay, these were entirely magical to him, because he did not know, or he did not have any explanation to these. And today, fire is nothing but the result of chemical reaction, as man knows. Man and science are beautifully complementing each other. In this chemical reaction, when oxygen present in air combines with carbon and hydrogen present in a fuel, energy is released in the form of heat and light, called fire. So both man and science are beautifully complementing each other, and man's contributions to science can never be denied. It is continuously progressing. The field of science is continuously progressing, and more progress is expected in the future also. So science has also many gifts, which science has also given many gifts to man, and it has been a boon to man always. Now in this chemical reaction, as I said, the chemical reaction where fire is produced, oxygen and air combines with carbon and hydrogen present in a fuel, and energy is released in the form of heat and light, called fire. Okay, so oxygen present in air, it combines with carbon and hydrogen present in a fuel. So this is important. Clear? So oxygen, it is present in air. Here you can see on the right hand side, 16% oxygen is required. Oxygen supports the oxidation process, creating heat and gases. Okay, so 16% oxygen is only required. And then it combines with carbon and hydrogen. Okay, it combines with carbon and hydrogen present in a fuel, which leads to the production of heat and light, called fire. Now, what do you mean by Fuel. Okay, what do we mean by fuel? Fuel, everybody knows that fuel is the material which burns, okay, which is required for burning. Now, production of fuel requires production of fire requires fuel, heat and oxygen. Wood, coal, gas are important examples of fuels. Okay, so wood, coal, gas are important examples. So wood is there, coal is there, gas is there. Okay, everybody uses it, everybody knows its uses. And the oxygen is available in the air, obviously. That is why a smoldering paper catches fire when air is blown on it. But to cause fire, heat is equally essential. Fuel and oxygen do not make fire by themselves. So, a piece of paper or a stick lying in the open doesn't catch fire until supplied with heat. Very important. A smoldering paper catches fire when air is blown. A paper which is almost burnt, but little flame is there, smoke is coming out and very less flame, almost equal to nothing. So that is there. So that smoldering paper, it catches fire when if we blow air on it. But to cause fire, heat is equally essential. That is why a piece of paper or a stick, it doesn't catch fire until supplied with heat. Same is the case with a piece of wood also. Every fuel burns at a particular temperature, which is called flash point or kindling temperature of the fuel. So, the temperature at which a piece of fuel, okay, it catches fire, a temperature at which it attains heat, that is called flash point or kindling temperature of the fuel. Now see, on the right hand side you can see the interaction of three elements is needed for the creation of a fire. If one element is removed, the fire will extinguish. Okay, so the fire will extinguish, it can be stopped, it can be brought under control if one element is removed. Heat allows fire to spread by evaporating moisture in fuels, allowing it to ignite and travel more easily. Suppose a piece of wood is moist. Okay, you will see that moist wood, they're generally, those are kept under the sun so that they dry up and then they're used for, the wood is used for cooking. Then the fuel. Fuel gives the fire a burnable material, allowing the fire to advance. Just now I said it is the material which burns. So this is the pyramid-like structure. O2, oxygen. This is the tree. Okay, this is the fire burning, and this is the hydrogen. Okay, and the heat obviously is there. Now, next, moving on to the third slide, again I have continued with the summary, the main points of the first half. As you can see on the right hand side, this man is playing with fire. This is a very common sight in fairs and on road sites also you can see, and sometimes if you visit a circus, this sight is commonly visible. But the thing is, it is not to be done without supervision, or it is not a good thing. Okay, it is not at all a thing which is advised. It is not at all a thing which is, it's extremely dangerous, isn't it? This blowing out fire from one's mouth, it's extremely dangerous. This trick should not be played by anybody. Now, fire is a good servant but a bad master. It is a boon, that is a blessing, if it is kept under control, but can be dangerous if we lose control. Okay, it is used for various uses, as you can see, cooking food, burning candles, everything, warming our homes in winter. And you will read in the text, you will get to know more about these. But if it goes out of control, it can cause damage to life, houses, human property and even forests. Okay, just now I gave examples in the beginning only, that it can cause in minutes, okay, within seconds it will destroy everything before humans can do anything. Okay, they can come to the rescue of the person injured, or they can reach a blaze, the site of the blaze. Fire can be controlled by taking away any of the three things required for burning it. For example, it can be stopped immediately by taking away the fuel. Now, just as three things are required to make fire, in the same way, three things are also, if either of these three things are removed, then the fire can be stopped. Okay, it can be brought under control. If the fire has no fuel to feed on, for example, the first thing, no burning can take place. Okay, we simply remove a piece of wood and the fire stops burning. We can put out a fire simply by not adding more fuel to it. Okay, generally you have seen in villages that suppose a woman is cooking food, or your mother is cooking food, your grandmother used to cook food. Most of you have seen village sites, okay? So she keeps on adding more wood to it, okay? So that the cooking remains constant, there is no variation, and there is no problem, okay? The food does not remain uncooked. That is the main intention. So that kind of intention is there, and continuously fuel is added to it time and again. But suppose an accident happens, or suppose the flame suddenly starts, okay, but suddenly it rises up, then that wood is to be removed. And as soon as the wood is removed, it is, the quantity is made less, the fire stops. So the first is taking away the fuel, and the next two elements which are to be removed in order to stop a fire, those are dealt in module 2, as we will see. Now moving on to the next slide, we have the difficult words and meanings. As you can see, the difficult words and meanings on the right hand side, and the corresponding paragraph on the left hand side is given. Now as you can see, there are 6 words: damage, frightened, puzzled, chemical, reaction, released. Okay, so what I've done here is I've tried to cover most of the words by dividing this, by taking module 1 and taking out chunks of paragraphs from module 1. And what I suggest is, when you read the chapter, please go through these word meanings, and while reading the paragraph, read these word meanings side by side. Okay, both the paragraphs and both the word meanings are to be read correspondingly. Okay, they are to be read side by side. The paragraph and the word meanings, both are to be read side by side, both are to be read correspondingly. Okay, not single. We are reading the paragraph later on, or the word meanings in the beginning, or just the vice versa. No, do it correspondingly. Okay, that will help you to understand the chapter better. Now the next slide, again another paragraph is there, and again the 5 word meanings. Now I've covered phrases and phrasal verbs also. So smoldering, lighted, instance, generate, injured, so these are the 5 words here. Now followed by the last 3 words. Okay, the last 3 words are there, where we find feed, die out, add fuel to the flames, which is an idiom, as you can see. And die out is a phrasal verb, and add fuel to the flames is an idiom, and the meanings are given on the right hand side. So again I'll suggest that read the paragraphs correspondingly along with the word meanings, so that it is easy to understand whatever is given. And please memorize these phrasal verbs and idioms. Okay, so phrasal verb, because the verb is there, and along with it the preposition is used. And add fuel to the flames, of course, is an idiom to act as a catalyst, okay, to make a bad situation worse, as you can see. So these are the some of the word meanings, phrasal verbs and idioms I have used. And I think these word meanings, these phrases or phrasal verbs, will be enough for the module 1, for some of these paragraphs which I've considered in module 1 of the chapter. And it will these will help you out definitely to understand the chapter well. So this was all for module 1.